Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, by the time of the millennium is over, all these young people who have not accepted Christ as their Savior will follow Satan. Okay, and we see that, the backdrop, verse number 8 of Revelation 20, and he shall go out to deceive the nations. These are these unsaved young people. They're teenagers under the age of 100 years of age. I laugh when I call them teenagers, but they will be. Under the age of 100, they're going to go and follow him, as the number of whom is the sand of the sea. Verse number 9. And when they were come up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. Where is the beloved city? Jerusalem. Jesus is ruling and reigning there in Jerusalem. And Satan has gathered the army of all these young people up, and they've come against Jerusalem. And fire came down from heaven, out of heaven, and devoured them. And this is the battle of Gog and Magog in Revelation 20. And it's not a battle. Not one-sixth is spared. Every one of them have been destroyed by fire that's come out from heaven. And verse number 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So I want you to have it in your mind. I know there's a lot here. There's two battles of Gog and Magog. The first battle, I believe, is going to take place shortly after the translation. The second battle is going to take place after the millennial reign of Christ. The first battle, one-sixth of the army survives. The second battle, nobody survives. Even Satan is cast into the lake of fire. Amen? Amen. So we get the tribulation period. Tribulation period is 7 years. 42 months. Time, times, and half times, 1260 days. Notice the Bible does not say 1259 or 1261. Literally 1260 days, and I believe those are literal days. In other words, from the time that Antichrist confirms that covenant with Israel that we read in Daniel chapter number 9, 1260 days later to the day, the Antichrist will come. Matter of fact, turn me to Revelation, I think it's 15. Turn me to Revelation chapter number 15. It's Revelation chapter number 12. Yes, Revelation chapter number 12. Let's begin in verse number 7. This is in the middle of the week, 1260 days, time and half time, 42 months have taken place. Revelation chapter number 12, beginning in verse number, let's begin in verse number 6. You'll see that time period. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had found a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. There's the number, 1,260 days. It's at that time, the middle of the week, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, which is Satan, and the dragon, who is Satan, was fought, and his angels, which are the demons, and prevailed not, and neither was there found any more place for them in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Again, this is in the middle of the week. Daniel's 70th week, the abomination of desolation is fixing to take place, okay? I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And there's so much here. Verse number 12, and therefore rejoice ye heaven and there that dwell in them. Why? Because Jesus is on his way. 1260 more days, Jesus is coming in the revelation. But look, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. He has 1260 days. He knows this. Matter of fact, you know the devil knows the word of God. He just doesn't believe. He doesn't take it by faith. I'm going to preach this morning about the wise men and the Jewish people. The wise men were those Gentiles who knew something about the birth of Christ, and they followed the star. They came into Jerusalem. Where is he that is born, the King of the Jews? And it terrified Herod, and he gathered the scribes and the priests and the high priests together. What is this they're talking about? And the high priests and the scribes are telling them, hey, he's talking about a baby that's going to be born in Bethlehem. Those Jewish leaders knew about Micah 5:2. They knew about the King of the Jews because it was those Jewish leaders who told Herod about it was that baby that's born in Bethlehem. Even though they didn't believe in Christ, they knew the fact. Are you following? Well, the same thing about Satan. He knows what this book says. He knows that he has just a short time. In verse number 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. This woman is Israel. That's the great tribulation for the next 42 months. He persecutes them heavily. That's the days of Jacob's trouble. And we'll get into this. I just want you to see the background here. And I got 5 minutes, and I'm just now in the middle of the tribulation period, okay? There's a lot that takes place here. In the middle of the tribulation period, Satan is cast out. The Antichrist is killed in Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. It's during this time that the Antichrist is killed. He's assassinated, so to speak, and Satan is cast down, and he takes possession of the Antichrist the same way that Satan took possession of Judas. Remember when Judas betrayed Jesus Christ? The Bible speaks of Satan entered into Judas. Remember that? Same thing takes place here. Satan enters into the Antichrist. And he, whether or not he's dead, we'll get into that. That's a whole other story. But as the world sees him, he rises from the dead. When he was assassinated or whatever, whether he was or not, we'll get into that another time. But the world began to mourn over his death, but they saw him rise from the dead. In their mind, he rose from the dead. This is when the Antichrist enters into Satan enters into the Antichrist. He rises from the dead, and the Bible says the whole earth wondered after him. What? He was dead, and now he's alive. Who can make war with this fellow? You can't even kill him. He enters into the temple. He declares himself to be God. All this takes place 1,260 days. The abomination of desolation. Are you following? Satan is cast out. He enters into the Antichrist. Antichrist enters into the temple. Then we see 1,260 days later, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He comes at the exact same moment. How do you know? Because Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 tells us, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. Jesus Christ came the first time at the exact moment. When the full, that's what that word fullness of time, that phrase fullness of time means, at the exact moment, not a moment too soon, not a moment too late. Well, Jesus Christ is going to come at the exact moment. 1,260 days, not 1,259, not 1,261, 1,260 days. The Bible is so clear about this. After the abomination of desolation, Jesus Christ comes in the revelation, not the translation, but the revelation. Back in Daniel, let me read something to you, okay? Why these days are so important. In Daniel chapter number 12, verse number 8. Boy, I wish I could back time, won't allow it. And Daniel speaking, I heard but understood not. Daniel could not understand all of this prophecy. His mind was being blown. If he had duct tape, he would have wrapped his head with duct tape. His head was about to explode. Lord, I don't understand what's going on. Oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Verse number 9, he said, go that way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time. Daniel, you don't understand it now, but one day it'll be understood, and we're understanding that because we have God's completed word.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday for a special service with guest speaker Andrew Phipps, as he'll be speaking on faith, family, and freedom. That's this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church during both the morning and evening service, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.